Headline: XRP craze in South Korea reminds traders of Luna meltdown. Published at 2:25 p.m. UTC, December 3, 2024, XRP Army, the social media fan club for all things Ripple, is alive and well in South Korea. Seoul-based crypto exchange Upbit reported that XRP traders on its platform are more active than traders of any other crypto asset this week, trading even more than Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH. With over $6 billion in XRP traded, Ripple's blockchain asset was responsible for over one-third of the crypto exchange's $18 billion total on Monday. That South Korea, a relatively small country, is leading a rally in a major cryptocurrency is unremarkable for veterans who have been around since 2017. Back then, South Korea attracted international crypto arbitrageurs to its kimchi premium, the phenomenon that for many months saw BTC traded at a premium in the country versus exchanges in other regions. On Monday, and for a few hours over the weekend, XRP denominated in South Korean won traded at a slight single-digit percentage premium versus the global average. Although its premium fluctuated intermittently and is back to parity as of publication time, high demand in South Korea indicated a possible resurgence of a kimchi premium that had not been seen for years. Subheading: for one glorious day, Upbit overtook Coinbase price leadership. On December 2nd, XRP's price leadership passed from Coinbase to Upbit, and its price in KRW led Coinbase's price for approximately a day. XRP has been particularly volatile recently. After more than 400% gains within the last 4 weeks, some mispricings around the world are certainly to be expected. On most other major exchanges like Coinbase or Binance, BTC typically has the highest trading volume. However, today, BTC is ranked 10th by trading volume on Seoul-based Upbit. Subheading: South Korean Ajumas win big on XRP. XRP's $150 billion market capitalization ranks among the largest public companies with a primary stock listing in South Korea. Although smaller than Samsung, XRP is larger than Hyundai or Kia. Of course, the XRP ledger does not have a headquarters, and most of Ripple's founders are from California, not Seoul. After XRP's quadrupling over the past 4 weeks, South Korean media is praising a group known as the Ajumas. Ajuma is a kind of South Korean equivalent of the Jones surname that references a stereotypical couple living out a successful American dream. Unlike the quintessentially hardworking Mr. and Mrs. Jones, however, South Korean Ajumas are more akin to Japan's Mrs. Watanabe, a group of stay-at-home housewives turned savvy investors. In Japan, the Mrs. Watanabe class discovered low-cost funding for an immensely profitable yen-USD carry trade. In South Korea, Ajumas have apparently discovered crypto. Supercharged with gains like XRP's 400% in 1 month, Ajumas are outperforming their Japanese counterparts in spades. XRP has quadrupled within a month and climbed crypto leaderboards with Olympic speed, now ranking third worldwide. It has surpassed Tether, USDT, Binance Coin, BNB, and Solana, SOL in size, and is third only to BTC and ETH. Subheading: XRP Army tallies its winnings. News flow for XRP has been positive in recent weeks. XRP leaders recently launched a stablecoin and real-world asset RWA platform, and Ripple secured a partial victory in its widely misinterpreted SEC lawsuit. Its founders also embraced lobbying and donated millions to political campaigns. Large asset managers like WisdomTree, Bitwise, and Canary Capital have filed S-1 applications to list spot XRPETFS on U.S. exchanges. Those applications would have gone nowhere under SEC Chairman Gary Gensler, but might have renewed hope under a new 2025 chair in Donald Trump's incoming administration. All these successes have paid off. South Koreans who bought XRP at any time in the past, except the first week of 2018, are currently in profit. Subheading: skittish Ajumas and newfound riches. Although South Korea might be celebrating the XRP bull market high, some cautious Ajumas are already locking in their profits. Jaded by years of underperformance, South Koreans remain skeptical that XRP has long-term staying power. Some Koreans, like Ryan Kim, even allege that Ripple was partly responsible for a historical, doomed scheme called Ripple Market Korea. The involvement of Ripple in this organization is indeterminate. Other Koreans remember what happened with Terra Luna. South Korea turned founder Do Kwon into a national lesson when his crypto project imploded in 2022. Kwon lost investors like the Ajumas untold fortunes as his empire of tens of billions collapsed to near $0. The Luna collapse was a national story and devastated so many Ajumas that media reports even tied some tragic deaths to the incident. Read the full article at protos.com. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.